This Week in Science brought more than news of cloned piglets that might one day provide organs to transplant into humans. There was a study offering new ways to detect the face of a liar, and some surprising discoveries about the mating habits of crickets and parrots. NPR's Allison Aubrey has more.
Sound like a late summer evening on the back porch? Not to biologist Tom Tregenza. This sound reminds him of the months he spent sitting in a dark laboratory at the University of Leeds in England, watching crickets mate. To stave off boredom, Tregenza tried to predict which crickets would pair off with each other.
Yeah, no, you definitely have kind of sweepstakes going on in your mind about who's going to be the winner.
But this was more than just a game. Tregenza wanted to know how females went about choosing their mating partners. This week, he reports his findings in the journal Nature. He concludes that female crickets go after male crickets who make the loudest mating calls.
It's difficult for a male to produce a really loud call. So if you're a female and you hear a male who's got a tremendously loud call, it says something about him, and that something is that he may be a good potential father for your offspring, and he may pass genes to your offspring, if you're a female, that are going to make them good males and maybe make your female offspring good as well.
In other words, the loudest mating call seems to be a proxy for the best set of genes. Females only need to mate once to ensure a lifetime supply of sperm for reproduction. But Tregenza says some species of females seem to be extremely promiscuous. It turns out there's a fringe benefit to the act of mating.
The female actually feeds from special glands on the male's back and actually eats these kind of fleshy wings that the males have.
That's really gross.
Crickets and bush crickets in general have quite remarkable mating behaviors.
Not least of which, if a female cricket accidentally mates with her brother, she can prevent inbreeding by discarding his sperm for that of a more suitable mate. There's more on the efforts to attract mates in this week's edition of the journal Science. Researchers in Australia wanted to know if the bright fluorescent glow of parrots' feathers served any biological purpose. To find out, they lathered the crown feathers of a group of parrots with heavy-duty sunscreen. This blocked the sun's UV rays, which meant the birds lost their bright glow. When these birds were put together with parrots who were not wearing sunblock, they did not attract partners as successfully. This is some evidence that what was considered a superficial characteristic is actually an adaptation that bolsters the parrot's ability to reproduce and thrive. From glowing parrots, we turn to red-faced humans. Scientists at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota report in the journal Nature the results of their experiments using a heat-sensing camera to detect liars. James Levine directed the study.
When people get anxious and upset, they get a very specific pattern on their face. They get warming around the eye region, and this can be detected immediately using a thermal camera such as this.
The experiment involved 20 volunteers. Some were asked to enter a room, stab a mannequin, steal $20 off it, then deny doing it. The rest remained innocent. They were all questioned afterwards while being filmed by the thermal camera.
What we actually found was that this device, actually contrary to our expectations, was remarkably sensitive at detecting those who had stolen the $20 and were lying about it and those who were truly innocent. In fact, it got it right about 80% of the time.
Levine hopes the thermal camera will one day be used to catch terrorists or drug smugglers at airports, but don't expect it in terminals anytime soon. Levine's critics say his small experiment falls far short of what's needed to tell whether the technique could be accurate or quick enough to use for mass screening. Levine takes the criticism in stride. He says he hopes with a bigger budget, he could forego mannequins for real-world experiments. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.